Jesus, save me. Help me, Lord. I need you. I cry out. Help me. This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is August 16th, 2008. And this is the cry of my own heart personally, and as well as it should be the cry of each and every one of us, how desperately we need our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the wonderful good news is that the Father Almighty God has provided a sacrifice for our sins to bring us close to God, to give us peace with God. And that's by faith in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need Jesus, whether we know it or not, or whether we acknowledge it with our mind. But it's God's looking at our heart. We live in an era today where we have such strong images, such strong appearances or lingo. We've been so affected by our culture, by mass media, by even the religious world. But the Lord Jesus Christ has eyes of fire. He weighs the heart. He weighs the motive. You know, and there's so many stories in the Gospels about people that would stand among a crowd, but they would cry out, Jesus, have mercy, save me. Or my son is sick, or my daughter is tormented with demons. And there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 18 years, bound by Satan, and she pressed through a crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and she was instantly healed. And Jesus said, who touched me? We need to touch the Lord in this hour. We need to know him. We need him. And enough with the images or what people think. I urge you to run to the Lord. There's stories in the scripture where a man would climb a tree to look at Jesus. And there's people that besought the Lord for mercy. We need to see our need. There was one woman that asked for healing. And Jesus said, well, she wasn't of the heritage of the Jews. And she said, even a dog eats of the crumbs of the table. And for that saying and that faith that Jesus saw in that woman, he said, go your way, be healed. Are you willing to humble yourself before the Lord like that woman? Even considering yourself in your sin and iniquity as if you were a dog? Would you be willing to eat the crumbs from the king's table, acknowledging the lordship and the awesome mastery of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm struck as I read the book of Revelation how the elders, the redeemed of the Lord that are in the heavens, and angels prostrate themselves before God, and they worship the Father, and they worship the Lamb. This is in Revelations 4, chapter 5, chapter 7, and chapter 11. Throughout the book of Revelation, there's worship to God Almighty. And there's the redeemed that are seen in a vision by John with white robes, clean, the obedient one. They've been obedient to the commandments of the Lord. And Jesus Christ truly is their Lord, Redeemer. And they sing salvation to our God, who's redeemed us out of every kindred, tribe, and tongue through faith in his blood. That's what I want to urge you today. The sad part is the multitudes and the masses have gone astray from the Lord. They're in great rebellion. But we can turn to the Lord and follow him. Great troubles are coming and are here. And God has ordained for us to be in peace with God, that we should be faithful to him and serving him in this age. In the book of Revelation chapter 7, it says in verse 11, and all the angels stood round about the throne and the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said unto him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of them, midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That's our hope. That's the invitation that God has to each and every one of us. Would you like to be part of those people, standing in white robes, washed from your sins, worshiping God, with God in your midst, and Jesus feeding you? But we're going to go through tough times, tribulation. But God is going to wipe away all every tear and all the sorrow and all the disappointments, all the agony. Be washed away. It'll be no more. You'll not remember it. It's a great salvation. I love the message of John the Baptist. He's a man of God, a great prophet. And he was standing in the midst of a religious world in his day. There was the chief priests, the elders, the scribes, the Sadducees, the temple, very ornate, and a synagogue's system. But there was a sickness. They didn't receive the Lord Jesus when he was sent to them. And it was corrupt. But John the Baptist was on the outside in the wilderness, crying, preparing a way in the wilderness, make this way of the Lord straight. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And there were people that responded to that message and went out to be baptized of John the Baptist. And the religious leaders heard about it. It didn't please them. They didn't like that. And he warned them, Who has called you? You need to repent and bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. He called them, you generation of vipers. We have to choose. Are we going to be religious? Or are we really going to truly worship God, truly surrender, glory in the cross, and follow our Lord Jesus Christ? Colossians 3 says, If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who's our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now listen, strong admonition from an apostle. Mortify, that means kill. Therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, excessive affection, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. In the which also at one time you walked in them, you lived in them, but now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, that's wanting bad things to happen to others, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Look at the blessing of the results of these things, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you also are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatever you do in word or deed, Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. God has called us to grow up in Jesus. We're not to be lying or stealing or proud, arrogant, evil-speaking, seditious, slandering, maligning. These things are not like Jesus Christ. These are the things that when we say we're in Christ, we crucify those things and we bury them. And we come back to life by the glory of the Father, even as Jesus was raised from the dead. This is in Romans 6. And this is how we have clean garments, washed in the blood. In Psalm 101, it says this, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto you, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Who secretly slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that has a high look and a proud heart will I not endure. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that tells lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. I pray the conviction of the Holy Spirit convicts you and leads you to godly sorrow, repentance, that you put away any of these things, if they be in you, and be washed and cleansed and put it away. Because the kingdom of God is coming in power, and the King Lord Jesus Christ will execute total victory over every enemy, over every wickedness. And in Luke 6:46, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Put away the evil, pick up your cross, humble yourself, and cry out to the Lord to save you, because he's able. He's able to change you, transform you, renew you. And God calls us to gird the loins of our mind and be washed and regenerated by the Holy Spirit. So the old things have passed away, and truly we come forth as a new man in Jesus Christ, and we're to grow up into Jesus. We're either submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ, or we're submitted to Satan. It's either or. If you're doing your own will, your own thing, your Lord is the God of this age, Satan. Satan is a liar. And he's the father of it. He's a murderer, a thief, and a destroyer. And the Son of Man was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. This is why it's imperative that we make Jesus truly our Lord and surrender. And consider the example that we see of Saul the king in 1 Samuel 15:22-23. And Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Now consider this. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Obey the Lord. Surrender. Be a servant to the Lord. In 1 Peter 2:25, for you were as sheep going astray, but are you now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls? This is where you will stand white, washed, clean, holy, garmented in righteousness for all eternity. This is where your true blessing will be.